love. I love barbecue. Barbecue.
It's Bill Leff and it's barbecue. Dane Neal. Dane is sitting in for Wendy. She's taking a couple days off. Maternity leave. She did not have a baby. She had a dog.
A C-section.
Long story. Yes.
A canine section.
Right. That's the C stands for canine. Dane, you have brought some friends up, friends of the show. Please explain.
Well, people love bacon. Dogs love bacon, typically. I would think most every living creature, even pigs, probably would like bacon if you offered it to them in the
right
context.
Just don't tell them what's in it.
Right. And in a city with so much great food, so many great events, you know, one of the very, very best ones in the entire country is on the verge, the precipice of what is Bacon Fest Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And so you always need a visionary leader, of course, who defers to his great team, right, at all times. And the guy leading the way with his hand on the pulse of all things with a pulse when it comes to bacon is Seth Zurer. He is in studio along with Jonathan Zaragoza, one of the highlighted chefs, and there are so many, 150, right? I think so. So Seth, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. We're always happy to be here.
Welcome back to you. Welcome for the first time to you, Jonathan.
Thank you, sir.
Very exciting. You've given us the history of Bacon Fest before, but it makes your mouth water to hear it, so please tell it again.
Sure.
How and why did this start?
Well, I mean, the why is obvious, because
people love bacon.
People love bacon, and the world needs a festival devoted to it, so
yes.
That's why we started it. So this is our 10th event this year. 10
Congrats.
Years. The next event is on April 6th and 7th, which is just a week and a half away. If you want to go, they should definitely get to the website, baconfestchicago.com, and buy those tickets in advance. So when we started, we were a very small event. We had 10 chefs, about 75 guests. We occupied the dining room of the Publican restaurant, Paul Kahn's Pork and Oyster Bar, and had beer pairings. And that first event was just sort of our test event, our foray to see, do people in Chicago like bacon? Will they come to our event and eat bacon?
When you first thought this up, though, what was the reaction from people you told it to at first? Did they usually say, well, this can't miss? Or did people go, wow, you're really taking a risk with this thing? What was the reaction?
Universally positive.
Yeah,
I have yet to meet a person that hears me say Bacon Fest that isn't immediately their mind filled with fantasies of cured pork.
Of course.
Do you feel like, though, like now, and I think, you know, I'll contend that you have contributed to the love affair with bacon across the country and the awareness and the spotlight and all that kind of things. But do you feel like when you guys first started it that people were like, oh, wow, yeah, I really like the bacon was maybe under, if it's possible, underappreciated at the time?
Yeah, I will say that. I mean, you know, bacon has been on a roller coaster ride of popularity. When we started, it was actually a big year for bacon. It was right after the financial crisis. People were feeling kind of, no, I'm serious. It was 2008 after the real estate collapse. We started 2009. Everybody was feeling kind of down in the dumps, and they wanted to feel good. And the thing that made them feel good was a little indulgence in their favorite breakfast meat.
Bacon was the hero they needed.
Yes.
That's right.
Well said, Jonathan. Well said. All right. So obviously, there's a thread of concern about health with bacon, but I think
I'm not familiar with any health concerns.
You said you've never heard of this ever.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I was under the impression that bacon is good.
It's good for you.
You've heard of the big tobacco lobby and how they kind of dragged their feet with the whole. Yeah, Seth is one of the, I think, the big bacon
with the
lobby.
The bacon lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Giving you all the bacon truth you need.
But in reality, if you eat it in moderation, if you don't go bacon crazy and just eat nothing but bacon, it's fine, right?
I suppose that's true. I can't speak to it myself, but I believe that might be true.
All right,
people
that's
have
fair.
Their opinions.
Sounds good to me.
So you had no trouble that first year. You set it up. Like you said, there were only 10 chefs that first year, but then all of a sudden this thing snowballed into something that's just, internationally known.
Internationally, there's at least 3 people in Europe
in other
that
countries.
Have heard of Bacon Fest.
Oh,
yes.
Come on. Again, another contention that I'm sure people make trips, and I'm sure you get it all from around the country, maybe even overseas to come and enjoy Bacon Fest. And I know that it's one of those not broke, don't fix it things. You know, you're going to do what you do, invite people in. Everybody loves it, but you have made some tweaks,
sure,
right, this year, and there's some new ways people can get, the fans can even get involved, because so Bill, you got to know this too, this is outside of a great event for people to enjoy that they love, for the chefs themselves, and there have been so many, this is some bragging rights here.
Absolutely. So we have our Golden Rasher competition. We have almost 150 restaurants this year cooking up almost 4 tons of Newski's bacon. We have a new VIP experience for ticket holders. They get to visit a whiskey lounge, the Old Forester Speakeasy.
Nice.
We have contests guests. If you come dressed in bacon cosplay, you may win a golden rasher.
Wait, wow. Those are two words I've not heard together before.
Bacon, get used to it, Bill. Bacon cosplay. It's the future.
So this is people who will be dressed as bacon.
As bacon or other bacon-related items. There's a lady who comes dressed as a bacon superhero, Super Bacon Lady, every year. She's a strong contender.
Bill, we remember local Chicago television and food icons, Moo and Oink.
Yes, right? of course.
They would dance kind of teasingly.
Moo and Oink.
Right.
I remember them.
You know superheroes better than... Has there ever been a bacon-related like cartoon character or superhero?
Only the ones that's just mentioned.
Bacon Lady.
Yeah.
But I mean, the really exciting thing about Bacon Fest is the food. And I think the food shows the universal appeal of bacon. And that's why I brought Jonathan Zaragoza along from Birria Zaragoza, which is one of my favorite Chicago restaurants.
Thanks, Seth.
Sure.
Why is this your first time?
Why? Schedules weren't jiving, but this is our first year doing it. We've also been in business for 10 years at Birria Zaragoza.
Congrats.
And, yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. I was just a kid, 18 years old when we started.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, this is our first year doing Bacon Fest, and we are super excited about it.
What's normally on the menu at your restaurant that is bacon based? Is there some bacon presence normally, or is it just bacon for this presents. Stuff?
It's funny. We only serve one dish there, and it's oven roasted goat. So zero bacon.
Is that true? Do you only sell? Is there only one dish at the restaurant?
Honest to God, yeah.
If you can make turkey bacon, can't you make goat bacon?
You can make bacon out of everything.
Yeah, I was saying.
Actually, we can't make that.
Somebody wants to know if there's any. Pork-free bacon being served up at this, and I'm sure there is. There's
absolutely
plenty.
Not. Go to a different festival. This is Bacon Fest.
I've never seen such anger.
So funny.
Absolutely not. Wow. I didn't know you could have a restaurant with just one thing being served. That's amazing.
Neither did we. Wow. Yeah, so my parents and I started the restaurant in 07. I've been cooking this recipe of goat since I was 12, so 16 years now. Crazy. So, always serve as oven roasted goat. Local goats, butchered in house, seasoned with sea salt, steam cooked first.
Oh, that sounds good.
And then we marinate them in red mole and roast them in some lard. And they get crispy, delicious, chopped up, and then we serve it with a tomato based broth.
So, do you even hand out menus or when people don't
know? No, we just point.
There, that's what we have.
The menu on the wall says Chico or Grande or by the pound.
Let me translate. I'll translate. That means small and large.
That's it.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Those are your options.
That's it, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keep it simple.
So when it came to...
Better take a quick break. Yeah, more of this discussion next. Give us a call or a text if you want in. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN. It's Bill F. and Dane Neal. Dane is sitting in for Wendy, who is off today, tomorrow, and Friday. She'll be back on Monday. Our friends Seth and Jonathan are here to talk about Bacon Fest. Bacon Fest is coming soon. What do they need to know and how do they do it?
April 6th and 7th, there are three sessions. If you want to go, you have to get tickets. They are available at our website, baconfestchicago.com. Why should you get tickets to Bacon Fest? Because it is a all-inclusive bacon wonderland where you can eat cured pork, drink beer, wine, and cocktails until you have bacon coming out of your ears.
Has that been an issue in the past, Seth, of bacon a lot of people's ears?
As a response team to take care of anybody
right,
problem?
You got to have a paramedic for that.
Perhaps I've given the wrong impression.
Tickets available at the door if they don't get them in advance or not?
Maybe. Saturday lunch is pretty close to selling out. Yeah. Friday dinner and Saturday dinner might be fine at the door, but I would say, why take the risk?
Right. Play it safe.
Why take the chance? Well, and the chefs, I don't want to say take risks, but they kind of have fun with it too. So they get out there, they kind of spread their wings, do some different things than maybe you would have experienced at the restaurant. And Jonathan, you did that too, right? You're so famous for and acclaimed for the goat, but you got on board with the cool dog here.
Yeah, for the one thing. We only do goat at the shop, and this type of event or Bacon Fest gives us an opportunity to create something new that we wouldn't normally cook on our menus at the restaurants or at our respective restaurants.
Right.
So I feel that's the big draw for chefs. Being a part of a community, especially Chicago, speaking in terms of other culinary cities in our country, it's super tight-knit here, really tight-knit. And I think that's what makes Bacon Fest so successful in our city is that not that it can't travel anywhere else, but Chicago, I mean, come on.
It's got to be fun for you guys, though. It's a who's who's list of chefs and all working together for the same car. That's got to be a fun.
Well, it's a who's who's and then me.
And then
stop.
No, but
false modesty.
No, but it really is. And these guys are super talented. And a bunch of chefs from around the city. And just to see what they're creating is super fun.
Seth, it's always a great lineup. But if you want to name off a few that that people are excited about.
So, of course, Birria Zaragoza will be there. Jonathan Zaragoza. We're going to have The Delta. Adam Wendt, one of Chicago Magazine's best new restaurants of 2017.
Love it.
A thumbs up from you, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have a few 10-year veterans that were there from the very first event, including the Signature Room on the 95th.
Oh,
we have V Restaurant from Western Springs, Paul Varant's place.
Yeah.
And then there's one chef that's been there for 10 years, but at three different restaurants. His name is Nathan Sears.
Oh,
he started off
nice.
As a sous chef at V, then owned his, he was a partner in the Radler, and now works at State and Lake Chicago Tavern.
He's great.
So we have, you know, a history with these truly great, truly talented, truly bacon-loving Chicago chefs.
Do me a favor. I know everybody's very creative on what they do with their bacon. Give me a couple of examples of what's happened in the past that are a little bit off the beaten path bacon-wise.
So Zaragoza, Jonathan's providing a bacon-wrapped Sonoran hot dog with... What's on the hot dog?
So it's instead of a bun, we have a bolillo roll, which is where we put our sandwiches in Mexico. It's a really nice, crusty piece of bread, but it kind of like wraps up the dog really nicely. It's more pillowy than normal. It has mustard. I made a habanero aioli on there and a pico de gallo, because usually the Sonoran dog gets like tomatoes and onion. I'm like, just add cilantro and some lime and some chili. Let's make a pico de gallo.
Good.
Yeah, it has some heat to it, but it's really tasty.
Yeah.
And it has some caramelized pinto beans with some roasted garlic in them.
Seth's eyes got very large.
Very hungry right now.
Very big.
Did I mention there's a bacon-wrapped hot dog in there as well?
So that's one example. Last year, one of the winning dishes was a kind of mashup of a South American empanada with Chinese flavors and bacon. It was an XO sauce with like scallions and cilantro on a deep-fried empanada filled with braised pork. That was the Three Floyds Brew Pub.
Very Pat ambitious. Leading
came up and did that dish. We have had dishes that are like Japanese inflected. So Chef Takashi is one of our past chefs. He won a Golden Rasher, which is our Oscar of the bacon world, a Golden Rasher award for his... bacon chawanmushi, which is a Japanese egg custard with fava beans, asparagus, chunks of bacon.
I love chawanmushi.
And then like a slick of bacon grease on the top just to make sure you get that full bacon flavor.
3D flavor.
Yeah. But there's a lot. There's 142 restaurants and then a bunch of sponsors, and each one is doing something unique.
And Bill, it is one of those rare events that really does go the complete gamut. Everything from the very basics to kind of comfort food to elevated fine dining food, you know, all with that common thing of bacon. But it's all there. Every kind of thing you can imagine. It's a great selection.
I imagine it. You know that scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where the kids first come in and they look around and everything's made of candy? Mm-hmm. That's what I imagine bacon lovers must feel when
they're
walk
all like
in.
Looking up in the air, spinning around, luxuriating in the aerosolized bacon fat that is all around them.
And
you leave smelling like bacon. It
ends like the river scene.
Always does. It always does. Has there been, I know this is an unfair question, but I'll ask it anyway. Has there been one or two experiments with bacon at Bacon Fest that maybe the chef would rather forget about? Has there been something that just hasn't quite worked for whatever reason?
You know, the good thing about Bacon Fest is that no matter what you do, at the end of the day, there's some delicious bacon wrapped around, stuck into something.
Sense.
So there's only so low you can go.
It's kind of like our lobster roll comment. It's like, how bad could it be?
Right. It's still got lobster in it. Yeah. Go on, Dave.
Well, we mentioned like the Golden Rasher Award, and this is an award everybody kind of pines for. And now, for the first time ever, the attendees can vote on this, right?
People's choice. You know, people have been asking for it. They want their voice to be heard. This is America. Mm-hmm. It's a democracy.
Yep.
People's voice matters.
Yep.
And that is true at Bacon Fest as well. So if at Bacon Fest this year, if you bring your cell phone, we will have an ability for people to vote by texting for their favorite dish at Bacon Fest at each session.
Oh, that's excellent.
The new Golden Rasher reflecting the will of the people. In these topsy-turvy times,
we need
the people's voice
like
must be heard.
And what does the winner receive?
The winner receives a 4-inch tall pewter and plastic trophy with your name printed on it.
That's
called
stunning.
The Golden Rasher
that's
Award.
Stunning.
And notoriety and the envy of their friends and the esteem of their colleagues.
Bragging rights. You get bragging rights too. Yeah,
it's funny. It's not a huge trophy. There's no big money prize, but the chefs, you would think there was $10,000 at stake. Yeah. They want to win. They want everyone to know that their bacon is the best.
Bill, you know, the Golden Globe is not a giant trophy.
No, it's not a big trophy.
It's just what it means.
Right.
It's important.
The representation. Your story, your backstory, Jonathan, is an interesting one. You're a chef, but your goal, your dream was to play baseball, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A baseball family. My dad played in Mexico pro ball, and then he played at UIC for his years there. And I played junior college at Marine Valley.
Oh, excellent!
For a little bit, yeah.
But your hope was to someday play pro ball. You were hoping to.
Oh yeah,
make
I was obsessed.
The big leagues?
I was obsessed with baseball. Yeah, just wasn't in the cards.
And then, do you know anyone else who has a similar story where their goal was baseball, or they got to baseball and then just went, no, I think I'll go the food route instead?
Maybe. I know another buddy that got into cooking as well that yeah. was a teammate of mine.
Yeah.
Him. And, I mean, I've seen athletes become chefs. I mean,
that's great.
There's a lot of parallels between both. I think it's a team sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.
I'm glad you found something else that you love so much.
Oh, man, I love it.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
Give us the pitch one more time, Seth, for Bacon Fest.
The
what
pitch,
do people need
it?
To
baseball?
Do? Yeah, because of baseball. Yep.
If you like bacon, and I think that you do, you should come to Bacon Fest on April 6th or 7th next week. So not this Friday, Saturday, but next Friday and Saturday. You have to get tickets at baconfestchicago.com. There will be unlimited tastes of delicious bacon dishes like Zaragoza's Sonoran hot dog. There will be drinks, beer, wine, and cocktail all included for your ticket price. You will be able to vote for your people's choice, and you'll get that good feeling of knowing that you're supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
Outstanding.
To whom we've given more than $400,000.
Have you really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's nice. And I'm sure the temptation is there every year to invite Kevin Bacon. Has he showed up to any of these?
He went once to the Atlanta. There's a Bacon Fest in Atlanta, and
he was there.
He went there. We have thought about booking his band,
the Bacon Brothers.
The Bacon Brothers, but it's a little spendy, and we like to focus our resources on making a delicious festival.
That makes sense.
So Kevin Bacon's not going to be there.
This year.
I'm out.
He's not yet confirmed.
You're not Twitter, Jonathan.
He's probably listening right now.
He's considering it. We'll get him in.
Kevin Bacon.
Guys, thanks so much.
Thank
Great
you.
To see both of you. Thanks for all your help in this, and more show coming next. Stick around. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN.